entering St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, your eyes go immediately to the main altar beneath the bronze canopy. Beyond that is the altar of the chair, where on the back wall a chair belonging to St. Peter is encased in bronze. And there are other altars around the perimeter of the church, 45 of them in all. On any given morning, masses are being celebrated simultaneously. And at the elevation of the body and blood of Christ, bells are rung so that in the olden days, the faithful could scurry from altar to see the sacramental Lord and receive graces just looking at him. In the practice of Eucharistic adoration, we likewise gaze upon Jesus and receive the grace of being in his presence. Jesus is in the house. My love of the Eucharist has only grown throughout my life, and with that, my appreciation of just gazing upon the Eucharistic Lord. But it's not so much my gazing at him that blesses me. It's knowing that he is gazing at me. I experience Jesus seeing me, welcoming me, holding me in his sight. Prayer before the Eucharist involves a mutual gaze, mutual love, and yes, mutual adoration. Jesus receives us in communion as truly as we receive him. And then we pay it forward and extend Jesus' loving gaze. On this confluence of Father's Day and the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ and Juneteenth, we see, welcome, and hold in our sight our families, our parish, our community. That's what we do in remembrance of him.